The dot nobody will connect. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The more we learn about the Orlando shooting, the more this question, posed by CBS's Jeff Pagés and about a million other people, demands an answer.
Why is it that someone could be the subject of an FBI inquiry and then purchase an assault rifle as well as a handgun legally?
The creepy thing is, President Obama answered that very question during a town hall on PBS 2 weeks ago. It was after a man in the audience had accused him of wanting to confiscate guns.
I just came from a meeting today in the Situation Room in which I've got people who we know have been on ISIL websites, living here in the United States, U.S. citizens. But because of the National Rifle Association, I cannot prohibit those people from buying a gun.
That was 2 weeks ago. I heard Donald Trump say we need more straight talk, so here's some. We live in a country where the government may not infringe the right of an ISIS follower to buy a weapon that can mow down 100 people just like that. But the good news is, gun dealers are free to deny weapons to anyone upon even the slightest suspicion. So suppose the FBI, when it learns of an ISIS sympathizer, instead of informing the president, who can't do anything, at least inform the gun dealers in the area. Then they can decide whether an ISIS sympathizer ought to have a weapon that can mow down 100 people, just like that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.